In a moment, I'm going to have a scripture up on the screen. Oh, there it is. It's already there. But before I get there, this is my first message of the new year. We're in the third week of the first month of that new year, and I'm full of enthusiasm concerning not only this morning, but what our Lord has in store for us in this coming year, because I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I know we have, as elders, we have planned some things, but what's going to actually take place and how we are going to be used in the lives of other people to watch them receive the gospel and move forward and see new life in their lives as we enter this fresh new year. I have a few things to say about this fresh new year before I actually get to the morning message. And since the morning has already been richly filled with very important things, we may not actually get very far into the new message based on what the Holy Spirit has been laying on my heart to encourage all of us in, because it is a new year. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't make New Year's resolutions. I gave that up 40 years or more ago. There was no point in making them. Half the time, you know, after the third week, it was done. You know, didn't care. Wasn't going to continue with that. But I have some things that we've talked about all last year that I want to encourage you in as we go into the brand new year. Some of you arrived this morning and you are filled, like me, with enthusiasm and theos, you know, in God. I love that word because it begins with in God. We are in God, those of us who have turned our lives over to Christ. Those of us who responded to his grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, and confessed and repented our sins, we have become sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are in his family. And I want you to go into this new year, not with, you know, oh-hum. There are so many oh-hum Christians we've talked about. So many Christians, you know, they show up at church and you would swear, why didn't you stay home? You look like you have the flu. But, you know, we should be excited about who we are in Christ Jesus. Do you understand? Out of the billions of people in the world, our Heavenly Father chose you. He chose you individually. He didn't go around and say, well, you know, we're going to include Kelly in this because Vicky's so cool. You know, we were chosen by him because it was his choice. Why did he choose you? Because you're really cool? No. So many of the really cool, they aren't chosen because they're cool. They don't need to be involved with God, because they're cool, you know. And you were selected by him because he is crazy about you. Now, why he got crazy about me, I don't know. I really don't. I told you that God can't make a mistake, but I do believe I am the closest one that God has ever made in selecting me. And that's cute and that's funny, but I believe that. Why he chose me, I have no good idea. Why he took me out of law enforcement and brought me into the ministry to be a pastor. That is so foreign. People keep telling me, cop, pastor. Cop, pastor. How can that be? They're both people serving professions. When you think about it, you go to the depth of it. A shepherd gives his life for the flock. Martha, and now Arvin, and Andrew, when they put on those uniforms and that badge and strap on that Sam Brown belt and that gun, they're there to protect and to serve. Romney's in the process of becoming another one of those people who wear that uniform, and all we think about, oh, he's going to give me a ticket, you know, and that's not cool. Well, you're a cool person, though. You know, we get mad at them because they write us tickets. I used to just tell people, okay, you really don't believe you deserve this ticket? That's right. Okay, but you know the 10,000 tickets you should have got and didn't get? Just, you know, I'm human. I make mistakes. Sign here. So, folks, you are a special, special person. You know, Peter, when he was writing his first letter to the church during the diaspora, he let everybody know there in chapter 2. You'll recall if you've read the book recently, you know, you are part of a holy nation, not the United States. No. We are not a holy nation. Not even close. But he selected you out of the billions, and he, upon your receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, he placed you into a holy nation. Now think about that, family. Guys, take this and own it as the mighty men of God going into a fresh new year. You are special men, and you are to stand up as men of God and go into this new year, remembering that you are this son of God. You're exceedingly special. And those of you that are married, the gals that are daughters of the Most High God, what a privilege it is for you to go into a fresh new year. I want you to take the new year, 2025, and own it as such. And maybe you weren't particularly happy about 2024. Maybe you feel like you let the Lord down in 2024. That was then, folks. That was then. It's over. We're going into a new year, a fresh new year. You are a fresh new person for this new year. Now, let's go into that new year and make a difference. Decide the things you didn't do for the Lord, you're going to do for the Lord this year. Make that determination. Go to Him in your DPE, your deep personal experience with Him, and talk about, okay, remind me about all the things you wanted me to do last year and I didn't do. I'm up for it. I was listening to my shepherd, and I'd like to follow in what you were sharing with him on that third Sunday in that fresh new year. I want to be a fresh son. I want to be a fresh daughter. I don't want to be someone who lets you down like I did last year, or maybe you were the most fantastic sister or brother in Christ last year, but like Paul would say, I haven't arrived yet. And he would go to be with Christ saying, I haven't arrived yet at being the man of God he knew that Christ wanted him to be. But that's okay. He didn't make it. I have every assurance. I won't make it either. But I've already talked to him in my DPE. I want to be a better shepherd going into this new year. I want to be a better son of the Most High God going into this fresh new year. I want to be a better Christian husband going into this fresh new year. I want to be a fresh father to my adult kids in this new year. I want to be a fresh grandpa, papa to those 7 grandkids. And I will be, because I have God the Holy Spirit living in me, and I am going to take his power. He offers that power every day to us, to lead us, to guide us in the direction he wants us to go in this brand new year that he has called us to. So not only are we part of a holy nation, Father, or family, he wants us, each one of us, to be what we are. He wants us to stop hiding from the fact we are royal priests. We're not just run-of-the-mill priests. We're royal priests. Even as the terms were used earlier this morning in our musical prayers. We are priests, royal priests of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's what each and every one of you are who are in Christ Jesus. You're a royal priest. Say with me, I'm a royal priest. I'm a royal priest. Now say it like you're cool, loudly. I'm a royal priest. And that's the truth of the matter. Now, in a fresh way, in a brand new year, starting this afternoon, be that royal priest. Be that super califragic, expialidocious priest going forward into this new year. But not only are you in a holy nation and a royal priest, but he has told us that you are a prized. Say prized with me. Prized. Say with me, I am prized. I am prized. I am a precious prize possession of Jesus Christ. He pulled me out of the millions and said, Ron, I want you to be mine. He favored me. He gave me his favor. And I recognized who he is. He gave me faith to believe in him. Even though I came back from a war, even though here I am, in college, and I am going to disprove Christianity. I am ticked off at this one that they call the one true living God. He let all of my buddies get maimed and killed and so forth. So I'm ticked. No loving God does that. Well, he points out to me that I am an arrogant son of a gun, and I need to really come to know this loving, gracious, merciful, very, very kind God for who he is and why he allows certain things. Sin. We're all sinners. If he was going to wipe out sin, he'd wipe out all of us. All of us. But he doesn't want to wipe out all of us. He wants all of us to come to terms with his gospel. That's why we had Christmas. Not for the Christmas gifts. We have Christmas because the Lord came to give us the greatest gift, himself, and the gospel, for which saves men and women, boys and girls, from going to hell and getting to know this marvelous, wonderful God now and enjoy him every day in our DPE, especially when we focus on him, because we know where our focus goes. Our energy flows. And so going into this new year, family, I am calling out to you. I'm calling out to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not allow 2025 to pass another day as 2024 has passed. And you know in your heart that you were not 100% focused on wanting to please the Lord our God. This is a new year. This is a new year to do great and successful things that have eternal value. I don't want you learning all the statistics on this new pitcher that the Dodgers have, and they pay him $700 million. I don't want you to know his statistics. I want you to know the first five books of the Bible. I want you to know why it's called the Decalogue. I want you to know why those first five books are so important. I want you to add to that a psalm every day that you read through and you question it as to what it applies to you today. I want you to spend time this year reading like at least one chapter in the New Testament, starting in the Gospel of Matthew, and read through each gospel, move into the book of Acts, which we will return to eventually, and go chapter by chapter and verse by verse, as we have been doing. But I'm calling you, family, to what I believe in your heart of hearts you want to do anyway. But you need somebody to stand up, a brother, a sister who loves you, a spouse who loves you, and say, this year is not going to be like last year. We're going to be a couple that follows the Lord Jesus. We're going to be a couple that our church family can depend upon. We're going to be a couple, and we're going to be in one or two of those core value teams going forward this year. We're going to make a difference in the name of the Lord Jesus, because we're going to be empowered day in, day out, every day in a fresh way, with the Holy Spirit being asked to manifest himself in us. You are the sanctuary of God the Holy Spirit, not this space here in these four walls. You, as an individual, as you sit there, when you stand up, when you begin to move, you are the sanctuary of God our Father. He lives in you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. My goodness. So many Christians, they don't hold that to their heart and believe that it's true. They don't go forward in the knowledge and express that knowledge and wisdom by doing the things that he's asked them to do. Here I am. I'm a man of God. You're a woman of God. Now act like it. Amen. I appreciate your saying that. Family, GHGC needs to move from the wonderful, loving, homespun church that we are in Christ to being a church that still remembers being homespun. I mean, we're just a real church. We're not one of those that nobody's on the worship team unless they have their own recordings out there and that kind of thing. We can't even have our own person working on a keyboard. We don't have a person to use this wonderful instrument called a piano. Newcomer, are you here? Do you play either of those? If I haven't scared you off, you know, come talk to Pastor Eugene. Maybe we got a job for you, and we'll pay you big bucks when you get to heaven. So family, I'm just trying here as we're getting started in this new year. I am enthusiastic about 2025. Yeah, I am an old timer. And I've got lots and lots of pain. But that pain moves me forward. That pain keeps me awake. I can stay up and I can read till late at night, even after Kathy's gone to bed. You know, I can turn off the boob tube because the guy needs to read the Word of God. Family, I want the Bible to be your best book that you read this year. In my report back there, I tell you about some of the books I read, but the best book I read all year, the best book I have read since I became a Christian in 1967, the best book is this book. It is filled with wonderful knowledge, wonderful wisdom. And when you put it to work family. You become this wonderfully wise, discerning person that other people can look to for the answers they're looking for, and you can send them back to this great and awesome book that was created for you to teach you. It was there to rebuke you at times. It's there to bring correction into your life. It's there to point out, this is how I live a righteous life for the glory of God. This is what's happening to me. This is what's happening to me. I will never be able to have enough of this wonderful, because I don't look at it as simply as a book. It is the inspired word of God. It's not some classic illustrated comic book like I used to read in high school. It is the living, active word of God, and it changes my life. It convicts me when I've done wrong things. It makes me go to Kathy and tell her I'm sorry when I have wronged her. It is Him changing me. And it will change you too, for the better, if this becomes your classic book. If this is the thing you read in the morning during your DPE. Well, having said that, I really probably should move on for a few minutes. So family, I want you to come into this new 2025 in a fresh way. I want you to come with hope. I want you to learn. Remember our acrostic? Hope, H, hope. O, optimism. P, being positive. E, encouragement. I want you to get rid of the ants in your life, the automatic negative thoughts. I want you to have automatic positive thoughts, because you're in this book and the Holy Spirit is revealing to you every single day to be the man, the woman, the young man, the young woman that He wants you to be for His glory. He didn't save you to go around and say, oh, well, I'm a Christian. He saved you to share His gospel. That's why He saved you. I notice we don't have even any white roses in there. Is that because you forgot to come up and put your white rose in because you shared the gospel, but the person said no? Or is it because another week has gone by and the gospel wasn't shared with anybody? Family, family. This is a fresh new year. This is a year to be who He saved you to be. You're to be an ambassador of the Most High God. You're an ambassador. That's why He saved you. To go forth, to be an evangelist, and to share the good news. Well, I don't have the gift of evangelism. Fine. You don't have to have it. All you have to do is open your mouth and share the good news. If you want to learn how to share the good news, sign up for 818. Sign up for 818 for next Sunday. And then ask one of those folks that are there to show you how to share the gospel. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I was sharing with the elders last Sunday at our meeting. I used, as many of you know, Kathy and I were with Campus Crusade for Christ. You know, the people that really don't want to hear the gospel are on most of our college campuses. But at any rate, on this particular Saturday, a group of us got together and we decided we're going to go to LAX. And we're going to share the gospel with people at LAX. Now, back in those days, you could actually go in there. You didn't have to go through all of the security and everything you have to go through now. Thank you, Bin Laden. But here we were down there, and We usually go in twos, two guys, two girls. And in this case, the girl's partner got sick and she couldn't go. So he said, well, it doesn't matter. You come with my partner and I. And she did, but she was scared to death. And she wouldn't tell us that she was scared to death to share the gospel. But she knew the four spiritual laws, and she would use that to speak with other people. So we thought, but she didn't. So when we got there, my partner and I, we branched off because she said she had to go to the little girl's room. So she went to the little girl's room. But she never came out. She never came out. So one of the ticket manufacturing people went into the little girl's room, and she came back up. So anyway, my partner and I, we stayed in the same general area, sharing the gospel with people. And then after a couple of hours, that same ticket taker, she needed to go into the little girl's room again. So in she went. She kind of reminded me of my Mindy, who's got a bladder about that big. And so after maybe 6 hours, my partner and I are sharing the good news, and we're not leading anyone the faith in Christ, unfortunately. But anyway, this girl's getting ready to go off duty, go off work, and she goes into the little girl's room. And she saw our girl. And she said, are you still in here? Are you okay? And she said, yes. Well, why are you still in here? She shared the gospel with this ticket taker. And this ticket taker received the Lord Jesus. So, you can hide in the bathroom and the Lord will send people to you. Let us in this fresh new year, as being a fresh person in a fresh start, take these things that your shepherd, who's absolutely dynamite crazy about you, to heart. And 2025 being that year that really turns for you. Really turns for you. You become an advocate for our government. You pray for those people. You become an advocate for Israel. You pray for this country and its leaders. And what the Holy Spirit's going to be, you know, Israel's not set aside never to be used again. He's bringing it forward. It's going to be used wonderfully in our future. Family, so important. Fresh new year, to take it and be fresh. To do as Peter says, to proclaim the good news, to proclaim his excellencies. Remember, he pulled you out of the dark. He took you out of sin. And he took you and put you in his marvelous light. He saved you. You're not going to hell now. And neither does your neighbor need to go to hell, who you've never shared the gospel with. Neither does the person that you work with, who you never shared the gospel with. Neither does any one of those people you have seen more and more and more and never shared the gospel with them. Be his son, guys. Be his daughter, girls. Amen. Do what he has asked you to do from the beginning. Get it? Good. Okay. Having said those things, if you look up here, put your name in where it says your name, okay? Read it with gusto in your voice as remembering. You're listening with your spiritual ears. You're listening attentively. You're listening to the living, active Word of God. You're listening to your Heavenly Father speak through you directly to you. This was written for you. It's not just a book. It is the direction from our Heavenly Father directly to his kids to radically change us, to to become more and more and more like him. So let's read this aloud with strength in our voices. Ron, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, you read it aloud, but did you hear it? Did you hear it? He said, Ron, I'm telling you, I will guide you along, not the, you know, a better way, not a good way. I'm going to lead you along the best way for your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you so very much, because I can hold on to that. There's no reason to mistrust it. You can't tell lies. You saved my soul. You love me. You have a plan for my life, a plan for Kathy and I together. You have a plan for Kathy and I with this church family for whatever yet amount of time that we have already been here. He says, I'll guide you along the best pathway. Say the best pathway with me. Best pathway. That's the way he's going to guide you, family. And then he says, I will advise you. I will speak to you. He speaks to me every time I open up this book. And because I have memorized so much of this book, I don't need to open it up at times. He's just going to speak to me out of my heart and out of my mind. He's going to tell me, great thing. I will advise you, Ron, and watch over you. I'll never forsake you, he's told us. I am with you always, he has told us. This is our marvelous Abba Father. And he's given us a terrific short little message, because my time is really, really on its way out. So, how should we now live? The title to the message, How Should We Now Live? You come back next Sunday, and I'll tell you. Happy fresh year, family. Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank you so very much for... Yes, you are our God. But on top of that, when you brought us into your family, you said, I want intimacy with you. I want intimacy with all of you I have brought into my family. I don't want you to feel like I'm far, far away. I want you to know I'm close by. I'm right there with you. You are a sanctuary that you find myself in. I live with you every moment of every day, and I have this unconditional love that I love you with, and I will never stop loving you. Never, ever stop loving you. So walk with me, talk with me, live with me in a sacrificial way. Don't continue to live pretty close to the way you were living when you were in Satan's family. You're in my family now. And my son was crazy enough to go to the cross for you, to die for each and every single sin you've ever committed or ever will commit. So again, he wants us to hear his words, family. I love you, GHCC. I love you individually, one by one. So family, let us now go forth into this new week and love him. Demonstrate our love for him by being obedient to the things he points out to us. Even when I hit it right, as your shepherd, that you would listen to what the Holy Spirit has laid on my heart that comes directly from the Word of God, and we can be those that the Holy Spirit uses to bless other people who have yet to meet our wonderful Messiah. the Christ, the Son of God. So, Father, remind my church family, who I love so much, of this fresh new year, and that they are a fresh person in this new year. And you have fresh things for them to do, even old things, but you'll bring it to them in a fresh way. May we really demonstrate that we love you, Father, with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. May GHCC be known to be more than a warm, loving, phileo-loving church, but an agape, sacrificially loving church family to the day you call us home and dissolve this wonderful group of people that make up this family in Christ. For I ask it, my Lord, I ask in the powerful name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.